trying to live on what is legally considered a living wage is seriously challenging. Flip the coin, and paying that wage can be equally challenging. That's particularly true of nonprofit organizations. The challenge before Ann Arbor City Council tonight is to try and strike a balance. And that may involve changes to the manner in which the city's living wage ordinance is applied. The ordinance has been in place since 2001, and this year it requires the majority of those who have contracts with the city to pay employees $12.70 an hour, or $14.18 an hour if no benefits are included. For nonprofits and human service organizations, that's a big financial difference from the state-mandated minimum wage of $8.15 an hour. Additionally, from 2008 to 2012, the living wage increased 18%, while municipal funding for nonprofits declined 11%. First Ward Councilmember Sabra Briere supports the proposed changes.
The multiple goals the city has, paying a living wage, providing human service funding, taking care of the community, that those goals can be achieved more effectively.
According to the Housing and Human Services Advisory Board's proposal, more balance would be accomplished with a two-tiered set of changes. First, the administrator would be directed to increase general fund in the city budget to support human services at a rate equal to or greater than the rate of change in the living wage. The second would eliminate the requirement nonprofits submit a funding request prior to the living wage being set for a given year. The resolution also calls on this board to review the entire living wage ordinance and propose any other changes that might be needed. City Council meets tonight at 7. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.